HarperCollins presents Shockwave, Countdown to Hiroshima, by Stephen Walker. Read by Colin Mace. Preface to the 2020 edition. On a September day in 1933, the Hungarian-German physicist Leo Szilard was about to cross a street in London when, in the time it took for the traffic lights to change from red to green, he suddenly conceived the principle of an atomic bomb. The idea horrified him, so much so that by July 1945, with the war against Nazi Germany won, he desperately tried to stop the United States from even testing such a weapon, let alone using it in anger. In a petition circulated among fellow scientists, he wrote that a nation which uses these newly liberated forces of nature for purposes of destruction may have to bear the responsibility of opening the door to an era of devastation on an unimaginable scale. His petition was ignored. History took its course, and the names of two Japanese cities were permanently branded on the world's consciousness. But the force of Szilard's words has not been lost in the decades after he wrote them. Since 1945, our planet has existed beneath a Damocles sword of near-total destruction. That was the case when I wrote Shockwave in 2005, on the 60th anniversary of the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But it is alarmingly more so on this 75th anniversary, 15 years later. There are, by some estimates, almost 14,000 nuclear weapons in the world today. Approximately 90% of these are Russian and American. Between them, the two nations have the potential to unleash the destructive power of more than 300,000 Hiroshima-sized bombs, enough to obliterate almost all life everywhere. Such numbers, though shocking and unimaginable, are actually lower than they were when this book was first published, thanks to the 2010 new START Strategic Arms Talks agreement between the US and Russia. But in the meantime, the world has changed. A president currently sits in the White House about whom almost nothing is predictable except his unpredictability. A leader sits in the Kremlin whose grip on the levers of power is far more ruthless than it once was. The actions of Vladimir Putin in the Crimea and Syria have sparked fears of a new Cold War, founded on deep mutual suspicion and mistrust. If the West is perceived by many Russians as a genuine threat to the integrity of its borders, Putin's Russia is perceived by the West as increasingly aggressive, more confident, and much more dangerous. In 2019, President Trump unilaterally withdrew from a long-standing intermediate-range nuclear weapons treaty with Russia on the grounds that the Russians were breaking the rules. The Russians accused the Americans of doing the same. But the reality is that both sides are developing radically new weapons to replace their aging stockpiles. In such a climate, there are no guarantees that New START, the sole remaining nuclear arms control treaty between the two nuclear superpowers, will survive its expiry date of 2021. After that, it's anyone's guess what will happen next. The world has changed in other ways too. The US and Russia may have reduced the numbers of their nuclear weapons since this book was originally published. Other nations, unconstrained by arms control treaties, have increased them. China, a political and economic powerhouse of a different order from 15 years ago, is now the globe's second largest arms exporter, with a rapidly growing and rapidly modernizing nuclear arsenal of its own. India and Pakistan have more than doubled, and very possibly tripled, their weapon totals. North Korea joined the party long ago, exploding its first atomic bomb in 2006, followed by further five tests of even bigger bombs, in conjunction with an active missile program. It remains at best only a matter of time before President Trump's Rocket Man has the potential to deliver nuclear terror to any part of Europe and to the entire United States. And as I write this, the story is taking new, darker twists. Trump's policy of engaged hostility toward Iran has ripped holes in the 2015 treaty designed to contain that country's nuclear ambitions. Now its government is actively enriching uranium, the core substance required to make a nuclear weapon, in explicit breach of the treaty's restrictions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?